As we celebrate the Lord's table today, I want to use the last recorded prayer that Jesus prayed with his disciples before his death. Please turn with me in your Bibles to John 17. John 17. The context of this passage is that Jesus is together with his disciples for the last time before his death. In this prayer, he prays first for himself, and then he prays for his disciples, and then he prays for the church that would come forth from their ministry. I want to focus on three things that Jesus prays as he prays for himself. Follow along with me as I read verses 1 through 3 from John 17. Jesus spoke these things, and lifting his eyes up to the heavens, he said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. Even as you gave him authority over all flesh, that to all whom you have given him, he may give eternal life. This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Jesus begins his prayer by claiming his sonship to the Father. He identifies himself as God's exclusive Son. The Son whose death at the cross will bring glory to the Father in heaven as salvation is accomplished for those who believe. Then Jesus identifies his service. In verse 2, we read that Jesus identifies himself as the one who gives eternal life, the giver of eternal life. Authority has been granted to Jesus to do this. It's been granted by the Father to give eternal life to all that the Father has entrusted to Jesus. And finally, Jesus defines eternal life for us. His prayer informs us of the thing that distinguishes those who possess eternal life from those who don't. And that is that they know God and that they know Jesus Christ. And the word "know" here does not refer to possession of information or facts. Rather, it refers to an understanding that comes out of an intimate experience with a holy God. It would be like comparing the understanding that an unmarried virgin has of marriage to the experience that a married person has as they live out that marriage. Those are two completely different things. The first is based on an understanding of facts and knowledge, and the second has its roots in the experience of an intimate relationship. If you're here today, and your life is a living testimony that you know God, and you have a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, then we invite you to join with us as we take the Lord's table together. As the elements come to you, consider once again the work of Jesus on the cross, that as he hung on the cross, he bore on himself the full weight of God's fury and his wrath against you for your sin. If you're here today, and your understanding of Jesus is limited to information only, we ask you simply to pass the elements by as they come to you. Communion is for those who've come to know Christ by placing their trust in his death on the cross on their behalf. But please know that salvation is available to you today, this very day, this very hour. Take the next few moments to acknowledge your position before a holy God. Confess to God that your sin has separated you from him and his holiness. Agree with Jesus that eternal life is found only in him, and placing your confidence in him and the understanding that his death on the cross is the only thing that can redeem you and bring you into a relationship with a holy God. If any of this is new or unclear or confusing to you, or if you just have questions and you want to talk it over, please know that I and the rest of the elders would be available after the service, and we would love to share with you from our own lives the power of God's grace in our life and how we know intimately our Savior, Jesus Christ. As the men come forward and serve us, please take the elements on your own, and after everyone has received, I'll close our time in prayer.